ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week on the Union County Sports Network. Matt Abrig here, Ryan Cook next to me, finishing his pizza as we get to talk about the boys' semifinal tonight between Weddington and Porter Ridge. Warriors coming to tonight's action 23-1 overall, 8-0 in the conference. They are coming off that big win last week over Marvin Ridge. Their only loss of the season was back on December 23rd to the Burlington School in a holiday tournament. Two teams met earlier this season, Warriors winning both games, 57-43 and 74-48. Warriors will have their version of the Lethal Weapon 3, which is junior guard K.J. Younger, 23.3 points, 7.2 rebounds, 2.7 assists, 36% from three, leads Union County in scoring and is in fourth in rebounding. Senior guard Grant Hamilton, 20.4 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, leads Union County in steals with 2.3, 40% from three, and senior guard Aiden Cook, 8.5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, 3.5 assists, 47% from three, and they are coached by the legendary Gary Ellington. For Porter Ridge, they are 9-15 overall, 3-5 in the conference, fourth seed in the tournament, won the first round matchup against Cuthbertson earlier this week. They are led by junior guard Samaj Long, 13.7 points, 3 rebounds, 3.5 assists. He had 19 points in that win over Cuthbertson. Junior guard Jacob Conroy, 9 points, 2 assists, 32% from 3. He lit up Cuthbertson for 20, 18 in the first half, all on threes. Senior wing Dennis Carucci, 8 points, 4.8 rebounds. He had 12 points against Cuthbertson. And then Rayshawn Elmore at 7 points, 5 rebounds. He had 10 points against Cuthbertson. They are coached by one Garrett Malone.
Yeah, and I think that, kind of a little bit of a buzz about Monday night, you know, Monday, right? When they play. I mean, people are saying how well they played.
Who are these people? I'm not saying they're wrong.
You know I talk to everybody. I mean, do I need to show you again? I mean, you see me like. I know this guy right here. I mean, how about that? I mean,
No. I understand what you're saying, but let me ask you this, though. And I asked you this in the text today.
All right, Deputy Dodd.
Huh?
Deputy Dodd.
Okay.
Who has been an assistant.
He was here, and he was an assistant on Weddington at times.
And his comment to me was probably the one that stood out the most. He said, man, if they play like that, it might be interesting.
That's fine. But let's be honest here. Can we be honest?
Yeah.
They beat a team that is 3-21.
Big difference in that.
4-21. I'm sorry.
I don't think Weddington's going to give Conroy those open looks.
But even so, you take Jacobs 20 away. They still won by 20.
Yeah.
But they beat a team that has won 4 games
right.
in 4 months.
Right. No, I get that. I do. But, I mean, you get a little confidence. You're playing on your
home floor.
I know
all coaches like to try to build up this monster that they've got to defeat no matter how bad that – I know that's your Notre Dame Lou Holtz coming out.
Right. That is. It really is.
You got to find something.
I think Lou Holtz has scarred me my whole life. I really do. Like, he was always like – he would talk like they're the worst team in the nation, and then they'd go out and beat everybody.
Or talk about their opponent being the worst or the best in the nation.
Right, right.
And they roll Army.
I think that's why I'm scarred for life. But anyways – I just think that, do I think Weddington can and should and probably will win this game? Yes, I'm being honest, I do. But I think that this is one team in the conference that has the size and the physicality to limit Weddington inside more than other teams. That's all.
If they play them together. Now, we've seen two regular season games where they haven't.
Because
the one game they tried.
And then it's a really tough call because then the offense isn't as cohesive.
Right.
You know, and Weddington's defense is so good that if you got a bad mix in offense, then you ain't scoring. You know, so, I mean, trust me, I see issues here. I'm just saying I could see this being interesting.
I will take your word for it. It's Matt Aberg. It's Ryan Cook. It's the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Winner takes on Marvin Ridge Friday night at 8 p.m. We'll bring you that game. The girls' game is all settled. It's Marvin Ridge, Porter Ridge, Friday night at 6 p.m. We'll bring you that game as well. And then next week we head to the state playoffs, and that's where decisions will be made.
Always fun, always exciting.
The one thing I was talking about to Coach Bear and to Coach Lennon earlier was, like, I wish they would go opposite. Boys on Tuesday, Thursday, girls on Wednesday, Friday, because then I could cover, you know, unless your varsity girls team and your boys team have home games, I'm not only going to be able to cover one team.
Well, and I agree, because, you know, I've been super fan for the girls team all season. I've seen, like, even games, like, I went to a Christmas tournament game where,
yes,
the boys weren't even playing, and I would go see them play, maybe, depending on how far they would go, if it didn't interfere. But as of the moment, I think they're slated to play Charlotte Catholic, so it wouldn't be a long drive.
No, it would be a quick game.
Hey now. There for
I'm
a while.
Just saying. That's who they. I think, that's who Marvin got last year in the second round.
I think they're like a slot from playing going at Northern Guilford.
That's a long trip.
That's not fun. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. And I think Alexander Central was in there. I think that's a pretty good
long
trip. You know. So I probably wouldn't go that far, if I'm being honest. But you know.
No, because you'll be with me.
Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely will.
Oh, if they played
be
opposite,
right,
yeah, I agree.
Right. But, yeah, Bobby Conrad's one of my favorite coaches at Catholic. He just does a tremendous job.
Now, I've not paid a lot of attention to the Charlotte Mecklenburg girls just from what I, you know, see on the Twitter. But, like, last 2 years ago when the boys played at Climax North Carolina, Weddington I'm talking about, and they played North Mech, Charlotte Catholic played Chambers before that game. And I got to see that Chambers was defending, and they came back and won it. Are they still in the top, you know?
Chambers?
Sweet 16, as the Observer does?
I think they are. Yes, they are. They are a little bit, I won't say down. They have a stud big man.
Okay.
Mario Hansen's a very, really.
I'm talking about girls.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Chambers girls played Catholic before Weddington played Climax 2 years ago, and they were like,
oh,
second time that
you're asking me if the Chambers if, girls.
Yeah,
good?
Like
I
haven't paid
that
attention. I know Catholic is really good.
Yeah,
and you know, of course, Mallard Creek is good.
Yeah, I don't really know that well.
Myers Park is always a tough
Lake
one.
Norman's
Lake
a good
Norman
one
is good.
Year.
Yes,
Independence is really
yep
good this
well
year.
Well, they've got a Union County girl, yep, I think. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook. Starting Warriors. For Weddington. Oh, and they're going to start with a home team technically, but lower seed.
Right.
Or hot lower seed, yes. It'll be Carucci, Long, Elmore, Conroy, and I believe that is Bryce Yelverton.
And again, a big, strong, you know, it's a strong athletic lineup.
And Bryce and Conrad both can shoot the three. We know Jacob can.
Mm-hmm.
Yelverton, when he's healthy, and he missed almost a full, you know, month of games earlier this year with an injury, but when he's on, watch out, he can stretch the D.
Yeah, but I'm going to stand by what I usually say about Porter Ridge. I think their best bet's going to be trying to get to the basket.
For Weddington, it'll be Ellison, Hamilton, Cook, Zepp, and Younger. No Zepp. It'll be
Najee like
tonight.
They're making it harder for Aiden to get to us, but he doesn't usually forget us, so there we go.
Weddington, the higher seed, they are considered the home team, so they are on their home whites, trimmed in blue, Porter Ridge, the road. And I've got to say, I don't know what we're going to do on the scoreboard. Because it doesn't say Pirates. It says home and away. Yes.
Right.
So I don't know what we're going to do.
I would think they need to
Who's going to be home on the scoreboard? Weddington will be home? Okay. All right.
Makes sense.
Carucci and Younger will jump center. Porter Ridge right to left. Weddington left to right on your internet dial. Let's get tonight's Game of the Week underway. Tip in the air into the backcourt, won by Najee for the Warriors. He gets it to Cook in front of us, and he'll bring it across the timeline, guarded by Long. Looks like a man here, Coach.
Yep. Nothing special so far.
Ellison up top to Najee, guarded by Dennis Carucci. Najee drive, hang, shot, lost it. Goes out of bounds, it'll stay. Weddington ball.
Yeah, as I say, I think you know, penetration's good, but he had some easy passes. Got to give that up. It's like Coach is saying.
Hamilton will trigger it. Lob it out top to Younger. Elmore, very athletic, will cover him. On the block to Ellison. Up glass, good.
They ran. That was a nice play right there.
Yelverton got caught, and it's 2 points for Weddington, the home team on the scoreboard.
Uh-oh, Coach Ellington's going to challenge me tonight to see.
Yeah, me too. Conroy left wing, back up top to Long. Elmore with it, cuts through at the free throw line, won't take the shot. Hamilton on Conroy, back up top to Long. Samaj, drive, hang, lost it. Over the backboard, out of bounds, it will be Weddington ball.
No, okay. I mean, I couldn't
really
see
it
that well.
I think he just lost it on the
way up. I got you. Coming out pressing, I think that's not a bad strategy against this team.
Najee to Cook and Long.
Just some man-to-man token pressure, I guess.
On Cook as he brings it across the timeline. And again, you got to be careful with that invisible half-court stripe.
Brady Dunn saw that last night, huh?
Hamilton.
Oh, you got to gain the ball.
Ellison a three.
Oh,
good.
It rolled in.
The Larry Bird.
I don't really like that shot, though. I think he had that. They're trying to get it inside to Younger. I think he had position.
Yelverton with it up top between the circles. Hamilton on him. Now to Long in front of us. Up top back to Conroy.
Just kind of realizing there's really no student section tonight, is there?
Not really for Porter Ridge. Maybe I can count him on one hand. Elmore back up top to Carucci. Ellison on him. Now to Long on the cut through. Frees himself. Drive. Kick into the corner, three by Yelverton. No good, rebound by Younger. Younger to Hamilton, up glass, good.
They do it fast.
Timeout quickly there for Coach Malone. It's 7-0 with 6:14 to go.
And you know, again, I criticize timeouts, but I also give, you know, credit where I think it's due. I mean, I like that. Don't let it go any longer.
No,
than
I agree with you right there. We've seen it, all of a sudden it's 15, and it's like, all right, now we'll call one.
You got to say, guys, whoa, you know, I mean, in a lot meaner way, you know, hey, it's time. We got to get started. I imagine maybe use a few choice words and say, get your heads out of your
rear ends.
There, yeah. You know, I mean, like you got to come out to play. You can't just roll over right away here.
Conroy, now Ziggy Harris in. Now we've seen him at about 5'7", grab rebounds and take it to the glass.
He's strong and he's quick. You know, I mean, he can play some bully ball for a short kid.
So it looks like they've got him in for Yelverton. Long with it. Across the timeline to Elmore. Rashawn with it. Drive down the lane. Pump fake, shot glass, too strong. Rebound by Hamilton. Grant wants to push to Najee right wing. Jaden going to drive. Now back to Hamilton. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound. Carucci kept it alive. Weddington got it. Younger on the block. Up, nobody's fouled, and that's a good job by Long.
I was marking it down and did not see what happened there. So.
Long fouled him up when he tried to
throw it
down with two hands. But that's a good foul.
It must have been a strong enough foul. I mean, it's not easy to.
No, but that's the kind of foul that you just can't let him do that.
You got to be very physical in that foul or it's going to be a three-point play, right?
Younger up and good.
Got my good buddy Lee Powell listening to the broadcast from Kokomo, Indiana.
Second one up is good. 9-0 Weddington. Cross court over to Conroy. Near side, back to Elmore across the timeline. Lost his dribble, needs help. Gets it to a foul. Five-second violation.
That's a good call.
Turnover as Mason Zepp checks in and replaces Najee.
That was some great defense. That's a lot of pressure there and really no outlet to go to, I don't think.
Younger will bring it up. Elmore on him. Right wing hands off to Cook. Aiden back up top to Zepp between the circles. Carucci on him. Now to Younger. Younger through the lane. Hang shot. Got
See,
it in the bucket.
And that's what we're talking about where, I mean, if you don't just completely hammer him, he's going to put it in still.
Foul's going to be on Elmore, his first.
His first. I mean, and I don't know what you do here if you're Porter Ridge to get going. You know, you got to do something to get going soon.
Well, you got to get the ball over half court.
Yeah.
That'll start, and then Younger up end, good, taking to the rack, trying to get some fouls.
Yeah.
Trying to get points stolen away by Hamilton, back to Long, Porter Ridge with it, and a foul will be on Younger. Matthew Power is going to come in.
That's one thing. You can hope that you get two fouls on Younger. You know, I mean, if you get him off the floor, things can change.
Anor Karuchu in for the first time tonight, replaces Elmore.
So now we have the Twin Tower brothers, huh?
You've got 6 foot five and 6 foot six. Well, let's see
That's
what
a
they
lot
can
of Karuchu
do.
Right there.
Absolutely. Up top to Long, Samaj. Right side to Harris. Ziggy with it, back to Long. Long between the circles.
13 feet of Karuchu.
Now to Conroy. Into the corner to Dennis Karuchu. The older one. Spin, hang, glass. Good.
Yeah.
He did a good job on Cuthbertson the other night with that little spin move in the bank.
He's worked hard for years to get to this level. He's gotten a lot better.
10-point lead is Porter Ridge on the board. 12-2. Hands off to Hamilton. Up top to Cook. Aiden with it. High post to Powers. Won't even face the basket.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
no
to Younger.
Even...
Oh, Younger lost it,
Cook.
Loose ball, gets it to Karuchu with a steal. Conroy saves it, but can't. It'll be Weddington ball.
Yeah, he had Cook out there in that corner. If he just threw it out there, he's wide open. Shooting 47% from there as well.
Younger will trigger it. Up top to Powers. Near side to Zepp. Up top to Hamilton. Conroy on him. Grant lost it, loose ball. Foul's going to be on Hamilton as they both went for the ball.
So, you know, you got one on Hamilton, one on Younger early. Now, neither of those is a big deal right now, but it does already make you think because you're like, man, you know, only halfway through this quarter, or not even quite, and you don't want to pick up another one.
Najee going to come in on the next dead ball. They trap Long, dribbles past it, Karuchu to Harris. Ziggy right wing into the corner to Conroy. They close out on him quickly. Skip past to Karuchu, Dennis with it. Spin, kick into the corner to Harris. Back up top to Conroy. Three on the way for Jacob, in and out, no good. Rebound Zepp, loose ball on the ground. Foul is called. It'll be on
Ziggy
Porter
Harris.
Ridge.
Yeah, that's a good call. I think that's one a lot of times they don't call, and that influenced that whole rebound.
Younger out, Najee back in.
So this is the time where if you're Porter Ridge, you need to make a run with Younger out.
4:08 to go here in the first, 12-2, Weddington. Cook. He'll bring it up left to right, Long on him. Right in front of us. Still with the ball and lost his dribble. Gets it to Powers. Back to Cook. Skip pass. Into the crowd. Turnover. Porter Ridge ball.
Yeah, I think there. I agree. I think he probably had a layup if he was slick about it there.
He's not as good as his dad.
Yeah, right.
Long with it up top. 3:45 to go here. Skip pass to Long. Samaj. He'll go to the rack. Stopped quickly. Back up top to Conroy. Back to Long into the corner. Karuchu not, they're going to keep it, they're doing a good job keeping him away from the block.
Mm-hmm.
Now to Karuchu up top. Spin. Can't do anything with it. Back up top to Conroy.
A good solid
25 to go. Ellison on the next dead ball will be in. Right side to Karuchu. Cut through and a moving screening from Anor Karuchu is called.
Okay. So four fouls, but on four different people. For
and Younger and Ellison back in.
So this Weddington team is shooting two shots the rest of this quarter on any foul. And you
Which
got
is three and
13.
A three.
That's pretty
yeah,
early.
Yeah.
No foul trouble. No one has two.
Younger with it, hands off to Cook. Up top to Zepp. Left side to Najee. 3:05 to go. Now to Ellison. Ellison between the circles. Hands off to Cook on the three-man weave. Aiden's got to put it on the floor. He does. Loose ball on the ground. Stolen away. Elmore over to Harris. Ziggy, top of the key. Gets it to Long. Loose ball out of bounds. Almost out of bounds. Stolen away by Zepp. Mason a push into the front court to Cook. Aiden to Younger. Excuse me, that's Najee with it. Ellison on the cut through. Reverse layup. Jack,
oh,
no
man.
Good. Rebound. Loose ball. Harris pulls it away. Ziggy wants to push. Over to Conroy. Jacob back to Harris. Pump fake, shot, glass, good. 12-4, Weddington leads. Younger will bring it up. Elmore on him. Hands off to Cook. Now to Zepp. Cook on the cut through. Loose ball. Cook got it back. Lost his dribble. Still loose. Throws it off of Harris. And now Harris and Cook exchange words.
Yeah. Got to watch that.
I don't think any of the refs saw anything at all.
Did they not see that?
I mean, they didn't even get in between them or say, hey.
Yeah.
They just,
they
Well, Cook's got a reputation, in my opinion.
He doesn't want to mess with Harris.
So does Harris.
Well, I'm saying he doesn't want to mess with him.
All the way out top to Younger with 2:10 to go.
He ain't going
to
win that one.
Younger, one of the three, won't take it. Now to Zepp on the block. They get it to Ellison. Jack back to Najee. Kick to Ellison, a three. Nope. And an offensive foul Najee away from the ball.
I thought I was going to say it.
As he was cutting through once he made that pass.
I got you.
With 2:01 to go here. It's an 8-point lead, 12-4. Long will bring it up right to left. Long with it. Younger up on him. A screen. He'll use it. He'll get past him, drive, hang, shot. He knew Younger was there.
Yeah.
Double clutch and off the glass.
That's a tough finish.
And Younger took a swipe at the block, but it was the double clutch saved him. 12-6, Weddington here in the first. A minute 30. Younger down the lane, off the glass, up and good for Ellison.
Yep.
Timeout, Coach Ellington and the Warriors with a minute 28 to go here as Noah Muteb will check in. 14-6, Warriors lead. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
I was just getting an update that the Converse Valkyries are winning a big game. Big
47-33 or 23?
At half, 33. It's a big conference game for them. Lee's McCray. So.
Oh, yeah. Carly Mason's old stomping grounds.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is, you know, Weddington came out, what, 12-0? So, you know, I mean, Porter Ridge has kind of stopped the storm, if you will.
But they've expended a lot of energy to get to those 6 points.
They have, and they're still down 8. So, I mean, you're still in jeopardy here. Of if you're Weddington and you get a stop and a score, you're in the quarter up double digits, you know.
Porter Ridge will bring it up right to level with a minute 25 to go here. Samaj Long across the timeline. Younger on him will use the screen. Back up top, still with it. Long, drive, hang, kick into the corner to Harris. Ziggy through the lane, layup, missed everything. Younger with it, and is hacked by Harris.
That's going to be Harris's second. And, like, I agree with Coach Malone. Why? I think he said why. Like,
frustration?
I, since he said it, I'm going to agree. That's dumb, man. You know, I mean, you don't.
He said he got the ball. The ref disagrees.
I
stand with Coach Malone.
He went in there hacking. I mean, that's the now you got two fouls on you in the first quarter.
And OC comes in, or will come in for him. Younger at the line with a minute 10 to go here. KJ up and good.
And he's got 6 points of the 15. And like I say, make this free throw and get a stop, and you're already up 10 or down 10, however you want to look at it, at the end of the first quarter.
Younger up and rattles it in. Cook in for Hamilton.
That's
OC in for. Yeah, that's.
I like that. With Grant has one foul. There's a minute 10 to go. You're on defense. Get that, you know.
Muteb in as well. Long will bring it up. Weddington up by 10, 16-6 here in the first. Long with it. Left wing. Elmore, high post to Karuchu. Dennis, not along. Samaj, guarded by Younger. Drive, hang, shot, layup. Not strong, too strong. Elmore, pump fake, shot, glass, no. But he'll go to the line.
Younger,
if that's on Younger, that's two. No, it's on Ellison.
Yep. That would have been a big one. So Elmore's at the line.
Piedmont wins over Anson tonight down in the Rocky River, so they advance to the finals. 58-41. Elmore up and good.
I must say I'm not missing going to Anson to play.
Leakes put up 22 as expected.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Elmore up and good.
So you got to get
16-8.
Get a stop here. Don't be down double digits.
Under 50 seconds to go. Cook in. Conroy on him. far side of the court, dribble on the right wing. Now they get over to Muteb. Noah with it. Up top to Ellison. Jack on the block. They get it to Younger. Up shot. In and out, no good. Rebound goes all the way out top. Cook tracks it down and Long fouls him.
Why did he grab him? Now he's shooting two free throws. Why did he, it looked like he did it on purpose.
You want to quote Coach Malone again?
That was dumb, man.
Yeah. I thought maybe he tried to make it quick and get behind him.
That was on Long, right?
Yes, sir.
That's his second foul. I'll make you scratch your head as a coach.
Aiden Cook at the line for two. One up and good. Powers, Hamilton, Najee in as Ellison and Muteb come out.
See, on this defensive possession, if I'm Weddington, I like Hamilton out of the game.
Cook back up and good. 18-8. Long will push. 25 seconds to go.
Yeah, Long's playing with two.
Left side over to Elmore. High post to Carucci. Dennis with the basketball. 17 seconds to go. Long. Conroy. Three on the way. Short. Hit the rim twice. Cook with the rebound. 10 seconds to go. Cook. Here's Coach Ford in the background. Up top to Najee. Skip into the corner. Hamilton a three. Got it.
Yep.
At the buzzer. 21-8. Warriors lead. Back after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook. One quarter in the books. 21-8, Warriors lead. We head to the second quarter now. How long is your dad in town for?
He mainly came for this tournament, really.
Oh, I mean, to see me. That's good. I'm glad.
He wanted to see you, not me. Obviously, he'll be here Friday, assuming Weddington wins. I think we'll probably be here.
No, he's going to be here Friday, win or lose.
Probably win or lose. You're probably right.
If they lose, you get a pout and drive home.
I just meant like here.
Yes, I know what you mean.
But then our Lady Attack team has our first tournament at Carolina Courts Saturday.
Okay.
So he wants to go see them play, and then he's leaving Sunday morning.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Elmore, Long, Conroy, Carucci, that's Dennis, and Daniel Osi. Najee, Powers, Hamilton, Cook, and Zepp.
And the big thing for me here for Porter Ridge is that Long has two and he's playing. So, I mean, he's got to be careful.
To be honest, I think he's the only one that Coach Malone trusts to initiate the offense.
Yeah. Well, Long, I mean, true. You can't afford to fall down more.
Conroy into the corner to OC. Back up top to Long. Now to Conroy. High post. Carucci now through the lane. Dennis. Spin. Hang. Shot. No. Rebound by Najee.
Good box out. Good team box out.
Over to Cook. Cook with it. Across the timeline now with that right-handed dribble. A screen from Hamilton. He'll go baseline. Skip pass goes out of bounds. Off of Carucci, it'll stay Weddington ball. 7:22 to go here in the second. Inbounded on the block to Najee. Off of a foot, it'll stay Weddington ball.
Yeah, that was a good defensive play because it looked like Najee might have had him beaten. But he's got to be careful. He doesn't want to get that foul either. Yeah.
Hamilton will trigger it again. Grant looking.
Yeah, he's holding his jersey right now.
Long all the way out top. Near side to Cook. Right side over to Hamilton. Grant. Time to go to school. Drive, hang. Nobody's fouled.
Yep.
And Mr. Hamilton will go to the line for Dose.
Yep.
Younger and Ellison.
Zero.
It's going to be on Carucci.
That's his first.
.713 to go here, 21-8 Weddington. Hamilton gets the roll on the free throw.
Well, I didn't want to jinx him on that one, that Weddington as a team is 8-for-8 so far tonight.
Onur Karuchu back in, replaces his brother. And Younger and Ellison in for Weddington. Hamilton, the second one is good.
There, I'm not responsible for the jinx.
Into the corner, Osi. Back up top to Long. Samaj with Younger on him, not a Conroy. Jacob's going to drive, kick to Osi, a three on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound by Younger. KJ to Hamilton. To Najee, spin, kick, Cook. A three for Aiden, no good. Rebound by Long. Samaj will push, 6:45 to go. Left side to Osi, into the corner to Conroy. Quickly into that offense, back up top. Now they're going to slow it down a little bit. Conroy on the block to Karuchu. Onur.
Oh, geez.
And an offensive foul.
That
I think Jack sold it.
I think he did too, but I think that was kind of easy. And yeah, he's going to bring in Harris with two fouls. So that's two on a newer. So it's been very unfortunate for them as far as the distribution goes. Because now you got Long and Harris both in the game with two fouls. They've got to be careful on the defensive end. And then you got a newer as well.
Younger will bring it up. Still 23-8, though. Weddington up. Hands off to Cook. Left wing Hamilton, NBA three. And the foul. That's a third on Harris. Yelverton quickly off the bench.
That didn't take long. Man, is his coach going to tell him that was dumb too? Because that's not a good foul. Yeah, that's going to sit you on the bench.
I understand he's a tough kid. He likes to set the tone, but you can't have that.
Yeah.
Now you're down big time. Hamilton, another one up and good. 27-8 with 6:22 to go here. Long. Up top to Elmore. Rashawn. And shuffled the feet, he did. Traveling is the call. Weddington with the ball.
I bet that's one of those calls that they don't really run that play again.
You mean fade?
Well, I'll tell you later, remind me. You gonna go to commercial or no?
We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. 27-8 with 6:14 to go in the second.
I thought you could read when I wanted you to go
to
commercial.
I can, but like, it's been a long, it's going to be a long weeker. A week longer. Whatever.
Now you can't
eight
even
games
speak.
This week. Eight games.
Man, I think your mom might even get tired of you after that.
I think she didn't listen very much last night.
Is she? I hope that I don't know. Well, shoot, no, I shouldn't say that on air either.
What?
I'm just struggling. I was gonna say, does your mom claim any fandom?
She likes the announcer. It's all she ever says.
Okay. Okay, that's probably the best answer.
Not the announcer, it's just the announcer.
Just the one that knows what he's doing, right?
Oh, you think I know what I'm doing?
Comparatively,
I've fooled
I hope.
People for almost 20 years.
Those
are nice.
See, it's kind of not fair because. Wait, what's nice?
Those Air Jordan 3s.
Who's? The
coach.
Assistant coach?
Yeah.
And
those are Air Jordan 3 cement gray.
Yeah.
All right, stick with your City Wings pony.
I was just going to say that I, at my age, I worry more about like how much.
I said they're nice. I'm wearing Puma.
I'm more worried about the padding that they give me.
Yes, that's what Dr. Scholes. All right, back to the game. Inbounding Weddington with the ball. Younger. He'll bring it up and run it again, they say.
Yep.
Up top, baseline, Younger!
Oh, he didn't dunk it. Oh, he missed it.
Yelverton can't save it. It'll stay Weddington ball.
He didn't dunk it, and he missed it. I can't believe it. Good. That's proof that she didn't think I'm all that bad.
Or all that good. Younger with it up top from Cook on the inbound. KJ, spin,
ooh,
turn,
geez.
Shot, glass,
oh my gosh.
Bucket, and one.
Man, that's craziness there. That's holy moly, what do you do with that?
29-8.
That was
5:57.
On 11 or 12. The Overton's first. My gosh, what do you do with that?
Karuchu back in.
I mean, they fouled him, and it still didn't work.
You go 8-0 in the conference, and you look to Friday night.
Yeah.
Up and no good. Rebound. Hamilton kept it alive on the baseline. Skip up top to Ellison down the lane. Up and good. Elmore went up to take a swat at it, and Jack went high off the window.
Man.
31-8.
That was the first free throw miss of the night for Weddington.
Carucci up with it. Loose ball on the ground. Najee off of him out of bounds. Ooh, what's the call?
Look at the excitement here.
All right, that's good. That's a good call.
You think it's Porter Ridge?
Somebody broke a pen, yes.
Yeah. Watch this right.
Yeah, it was off Najee.
Was it?
Yeah. Into the backcourt to Long. Long with it across the timeline. Right to left. Charged by the hour or minute. Carucci with it. Cook hit the deck in the backcourt. Long down the lane. Shot glass. Too strong. Rebound goes to Najee.
Oh, gee.
Fouled by Elmore. Yeah. His third?
Yes. No, his second, I think. Dang, that's rough.
Very different from the team that played Monday.
And they're shooting free throws right now, too. Are you trying to say I told you so?
I'm not saying that at all, just the way they're playing.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
5:21 to go here in the first half. Najee up. No good.
And so 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They've taken 12 free throws. This will be the 13th here. They've only missed two so far.
Najee knocks the second one down.
And
32-8.
And they're still shooting free throws for five more game minutes.
Long with it up top between the circles. High post to Elmore. Drive, hang on the floor. It'll be on Cook.
That is his first. Weddington's first of the quarter.
Zep back in.
So Weddington has five fouls, but they were all four of them were in the first quarter, and they're all spread out.
Conroy will trigger it. Going to go all the way out top to Osi. Into the corner to Conroy. A three on the way. No good.
Oh.
Rebound. Elmore went over top Zep.
Yes, he
baseline, did. Baseline. Loose ball. He's got it back.
Oh.
Skip to Conroy. And he'll reset. High post. Carucci, go to work. Lost it. Cook with the steal. Looking up.
Oh, my.
Ahead of Younger, can't save it. Out of bounds.
Yeah.
Porter Ridge ball.
He's got to be smarter than that. That's what they count on you to not make that kind of pass.
Kid's greedy, what can I say?
He's flashy, trying to get the ball to the floor.
32-8. 4:40 to go in the quarter. Carucci with it. Up top, handoff to Long. Samaj, drive, kick into the corner. Osia three, no good. Rebound, Cook.
A good box out.
Aiden wants to push. Aiden through the legs. Aiden on the right wing, back up top. Younger drive on the block.
Nice pass.
Najee up and good.
That's a really good pass.
Timeout, Coach Malone and the Pirates. 4:16 to go here. It's 34-8. Weddington, we'll keep it right here, I think.
So you see that. So this is my thought right now. Change it up on defense. I don't know what. I say play a zone. I mean, I know it seems a little bit risky against Weddington with Cook and Hamilton and Younger being three good high percentage 3-point shooters, but this ain't working. I mean, you're down by 26. So I say come out in a 1-3-1, come out in a 1-2-2, come out in some kind of zone to maybe throw Weddington off. I mean, do we ever really see anybody play zone against Weddington?
No, because of those three players.
And again,
you're shooting 47, 40, and 30.
I mean, and trust me, like I say, if I'm
game planning, I agree with you. I mean,
the first time around, there's no way that's what I would try. But if I lost to him twice,
you better go to church that week and make a few prayers saying, I hope all three aren't on.
Try something.
Because we're going to play zone.
Yeah.
4:16 to go here, 34-8. Weddington leads. Winner gets Marvin Ridge on Friday night at 8 p.m. We'll bring you that game. Onur and Dennis Carucci along with Jacob Conroy Long and Elmore Grant Powers. Sorry, that's Hamilton Cook Powers, Zep Younger.
13 feet of Carucci.
Long high post to Onur. A few dribbles to the free throw line, hands off to Long. Samaj through the lane, shot, glass, good. If I'm Samaj Long, I become Nate Tavares like last night.
Just try to take
just
over.
Just do it yourself.
Yeah. He's got four.
And two fouls, correct?
He does.
Two
He's got to be careful. There's a trap.
They steal it. Younger up, shot glass. He almost grabbed his jersey.
Yeah, you got to be careful. He didn't want that.
Along with the layup is good. It's 34-12.
So like I was talking about zone, this is it. 1-2-2 trap. Exactly what I was calling for.
Powers to Zepp, baseline kick.
Uh-oh, that's
Hamilton,
your wrist.
A three. No good.
Okay.
But you got to get the rebound, and it
right.
goes back to Weddington.
Ooh, they didn't. That's
no.
a bad call, I think.
That is. I agree
I think
with
there
you.
Were three Porter Ridge guys under there. But, see, here again, now granted, it's been two possessions. But the first one caught him off guard, worked. Second one, Hamilton, great shot, but he didn't make all
right,
of them.
Right, now you got you know? The ball back.
Yeah.
Long, high post to Carucci. That's Onor with it out top. Onor above his head, powers on him. Hands off back to Long. Cook on him. Through the legs, back to Dennis Carucci. Spin, hang, shot, the lady baby hook, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Grant will push. Left side to Zepp. Trapped into the corner, Hamilton. Skip pass to Younger on the block to Cook to Hamilton. Grant back to Cook on the corner. A three for Aiden is good.
Yeah, well, you got away with leaving Hamilton open, but you didn't get away with leaving Cook that time.
And the one thing that really is the killer is that they're both good passers.
Right.
Younger and Hamilton right there was evidence.
Right. And you know, Cook whips it around. I mean, they all do. You know, Ellison, they all move the ball really well.
Up top to Carucci, 37-12. Not along at the free throw lines. Kick. Dennis Carucci.
Oh, I think
got
he
away
walked.
With a walk. Glass, no yeah. good. Rebound, Cook. They're missing a lot of 5- and 6-footers.
Yeah.
Cook down the lane into the corner. Younger a three. Got it.
Yep. It's blowing up again.
Could
I mean,
have a 40-point lead by half.
Right, like that timeout got it stopped.
Carucci was fouled. I think it'll be on Powers. And it is.
You are correct.
Matthew Powers with the foul with 2:11 to go.
Wow, yeah, and just like that, I mean, a 28-point lead, huh?
The senior Carucci up and in and out, no good.
That was the third free throw attempt of the night for Porter Ridge. They were 2 for 2 before that.
Ellison in, Powers out. Carucci, the second one up and good.
So 3 points for Dennis. So
OC
far
back in, and he takes a seat, does Mr. Carucci. With 2:11 to go here, 40-13.
Now, do you
Warriors.
Stay in zone? Looks like they're going to go 2-3 zone here, maybe. I'm not sure how much I like that if you're not trapping. But then again, if you trap them, that's what gets things open. I don't know. Pick your
but
poison.
Of the traps, they've only been beaten 1 out of 3.
Right. Yeah, good point.
Cook, high post to Ellison. No
Holy
call.
Moly.
Younger into the corner to Cook. A three on the way. No good. Rebound by Zepp. Kept it alive, though. Goes right to Conroy. Mason hit the deck. Conroy up top. Drive, hang. Shot is good.
By Conroy?
By Jacob Conroy.
I couldn't see.
Ellison hit the deck down here, and he looks to be a little shaken up a bit.
Yeah, so Coach Ellington's saying you got to call some fouls. I mean,
Younger across the timeline. Hands off to Cook. Cook with it. Top of the key. Right side over to Hamilton. 1:25 to go. Back up top to Cook. Aiden, high post to Ellison. Pump fake. Gets a Carucci in the air. Now Hamilton, a three. Got it.
Yep. I think I got 4 assists and 4 rebounds for Cook now.
Elmore going to drive, spin, lost it, loose ball. On the ground, it'll be Weddington basketball.
Uh-oh, don't let it get
Come
ugly
on
there.
Now. That's,
it's time
to
break it
the
up.
The whistle's called.
Yeah.
Just let the ball go.
Yeah.
Both of them. It's Weddington basketball.
I think that Ellison may be getting a little chippy with somebody, probably whoever knocked him down. And this could make it a 30-point lead with a bucket here.
Under a minute to go. Cook across the timeline. Cook with it right wing. High post to Ellison. Turn, shot, fire. Got it.
Yep. Man, there's just a lot of weapons on this team. That's 11 for Jack Ellison.
In the first half, 45 seconds to go. Conroy with it up top. Elmore, not a Carucci. Long, drive, hang, shot, window, gets the roll.
Yep. So do you play for one now or not?
30 seconds to go.
So they're sticking in that 2-3
They
zone.
See they can't. Conroy's asking to like, somebody to step up, and they're not leaving Hamilton.
Yeah, you can't leave Hamilton.
Younger now is in the middle of the three of the perimeter here. Left wing back to Cook, now to Younger. 10 seconds to go. Ellison, shot, got it again.
I mean, he's like, you're really going to give me that all night? I mean,
30-point lead. Long shot blocked. Ellison lets it go, and at the end of one half of play, Warriors up huge. 47-17 back after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Averett, Ryan Cook, halftime of the boys' semifinal in the Southern Carolina Conference Tournament. Wedding up large, 47-17.
Yeah, I was just having a good time talking to John Grexa, one of our assistant principals at Weddington High School here to support the Warriors tonight. He has a strong shoe game tonight, so or I think so, but it takes less to impress
me
than it does you. I mean, it almost gives you the old Celtics look, you know?
But the blue.
Yeah.
The blue. Yeah. And most of the Celtics, if you remember, wore Converse.
Oh, true.
Mikhail Parrish. Ainge wore Reebok.
I'm telling you, I'm enjoying winning time. And I think I am going to watch. I'm sure you've watched Magic. And have you watched Magic and Bird, the courtship or whatever that's called? Is that really good?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's on my buddy Lee. I think he's still listening to us now. Queued that up for me to make sure I wouldn't forget to watch that. So that's really good, huh? Don't look at me like I have three
I've
heads.
Got all these on a – all I got to do is give them to
I you. Know. You told me that.
I've got them all. I watch that all the time,
See,
Ryan.
This is,
I really put that on in the background because it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm going crazy. I mean, you know this, but, like, watching the winning time now and seeing, like, Bird, how he was. And like,
again, that's not completely how he was. It
right.
is an over-exaggeration.
Yeah.
If you watch the documentary on HBO, Bird Magic Courtship of
– Yeah.
That is unbelievable. Now, here's a quote. Here's a quote from Mikhail. He says, Magic and Bird – I have it in my notes here. Because I think it's unbelievable.
As you're doing it, though, and you talk about exaggeration, please tell me that Paul Westhead isn't quite as dumb as they make him look. I mean, they make him look
like a buffoon. No, he went to Loyola Marymount. You saw what he ran.
I mean, they made him look like a buffoon in the show. Like he just does the dumbest stuff I've ever seen with the Lakers. Maybe he learned from that. I don't know. Hey, while you're looking, okay, leading the game in scoring, Grant Hamilton with 14, Ellison with 13. Big night for him so far tonight. Younger with 12, Cook with 5, Najee with 3 for the Warriors. And for Porter Ridge, leading the way is Long with 8, Dennis Carucci with 3, Conroy 2, Harris 2, and Elmore 2.
All right. This is from Mikhail in that movie. Quote, Larry and Magic could control the game with 12 shots. It was amazing. They'd be 7 of 12, have 20 points, 15 rebounds, 12 assists. And you'd say that guy shot the ball 12 times and was the best player on the floor by far.
Yeah.
You shot the ball 12 times. That's 3 times a quarter.
Yeah. But you did so many other things.
You did everything else that you just so much damage. Younger, Hamilton, Cook, Ellison, Najee.
Well, I want to say this. As I've told you before, growing up in Indiana, I was one of the few Magic Johnson fans rather than Larry Bird. And I never really appreciated Larry Bird as much as I do now.
I didn't watch him as a kid.
Did you?
Because they always won.
Yeah.
Them and the Lakers were always winning.
When I watch his highlights now, I'm like, my gosh, he really did all that stuff. Like, I mean, he was really good.
Long across the timeline, Porter Ridge moving left to right. Carucci, Conroy, Long, Elmore, and Osi. Harris still out with 3 fouls. On the block to Carucci. Trapped in the corner. He'll go baseline, and a foul's called. It'll be, I believe, on Ellison.
Little overzealous. Probably not really needed there, but that's only Ellison's second foul of the game.
I actually, until Jordan entered the league, I was a Sixers fan because of my brothers.
Okay.
They liked Dr. J.
Yeah.
And those were rabid battles with Boston.
Yeah.
Steal by Cook over to Ellison, top of the key. Jack with it now over to Cook, left wing. In front of us, now to Hamilton. Now to Najee up top between the circles. Najee to Younger. KJ, an NBA three. No good. Rebound, Hamilton went high. Made room, up in the putback is good.
Hamilton can get up and rebound these days.
Some of the Porter Ridge length across the way
we'll
see Friday night.
Yeah.
Miss Scaldera and Malcolm along with Olivia Burke.
Seems like 12 feet of legs over there. Yeah.
Up top to Conroy, not a long. Samaj, drive, hang. Window, no. Rebound. Ellison fell down. Foul will be on Long.
And then he steps over him. You see that?
And Jack hit him in the butt with the ball.
Yeah.
And then you don't step over him, and he did. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with Coach. Good job, Jack, because he stepped right on top of it, right over him.
Foul's on Ellison.
No, foul's on.
He said, no, Long, I'm sorry.
Long, yeah.
Long.
You got to watch.
One on one.
Better watch.
Yep,
he's got his
jersey
hand on right now.
Najee inbounds it to Hamilton. Here's that press again. They break it quickly. Younger to Ellison, threw his hands out of bounds. Porter Ridge basketball.
Keep an eye on Long. He's got three fouls. He didn't want to do something stupid.
.6:54 to go here, and they're going to mop up some perspiration. But going back to that bird magic thing, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, just – and I hated them. But now when you watch the YouTube clips and things like that of – and now ever since, like, TikTok and YouTube become real big, it's all these bird trash talking and how, you know, no one ever knew he did all that stuff. And
Yeah. But, I mean, also all that, but also, like, the passes he made and, like, his – like, oh, my gosh.
Conroy, right wing over to Long. Back to Conroy. On the block to Carucci. Dennis, hang, shot, no. Rebound kept alive, it goes to Hamilton. Grant, cross the timeline with a pass to Cook, right wing. AJ with it. Right wing over to Najee. On the block to Ellison, and he's fouled on the floor, I believe. Foul's going to be on Conroy. Harris returns with three fouls. Replaces Conroy with 6:24 to go here. 49-17. Cook will trigger it into the corner to Hamilton.
Oh, I thought he got up.
And threw it away.
Yeah, he kind of got up, and then he.
Harris with it up top. Harris into the corner. Now up to Long with it to Elmore. Rashawn to Harris. Drive, hang, shot, window, no. Rebound goes to Cook. Cook's got a break. Up to Younger, overshoots him again.
He's got to stop with those passes.
And a turnover.
He's had uncharacteristic. I feel like he's got
Leading him too much on these two, that's all. That I
and, they, and they should have enough. They have enough chemistry. I don't know just right where to get it.
Let's the ball roll across the timeline and start the clock late. Into the corner to Elmore. Rashawn, good D by Ellison. Spin, lost it. Still has it up off the glass and good for Rashawn Elmore. 49-19, still that 30-point lead. Cook, Carucci, if he saw, he could have had it.
About hit him in the head.
Yep, Ellison spin, baseline drive, hang shot. The C's parted for Jack Ellison.
Did they just forget about him? I don't know. That's 15
Everyone
for Ellison tonight.
So worried about everybody else.
Yeah.
Long with it in the corner to Osea, three. No good, air ball, rebound by Grant Hamilton. Hamilton, and a foul is called. It'll be on Elmore.
I don't know what you do now. I mean, do you go ahead and
who's
call
who's making
a
the call with the foul? There we go. It is on Elmore.
That's his third. I mean, I think Coach
Zepp in.
Malone's a little resigned to.
Grant out. Yelverton back in. OC comes out. Cook with it up top, and 5:18 they're going to put on the clock. That's new to me. That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. It is. Miami for Aiden. So are they really running this for Aiden?
No, they're trying. They're figuring out the book's got to match. There we go. Fouls and clock and score are all checked off. Good to go. Ellison will trigger it.
Oh, jeez.
Younger, back door, drive, hang, fouled from behind.
Jeez.
It's a good foul. It's a good foul, Ryan. No, I'm. Let's. It's a good foul. He made a play for the ball.
Oh, wait, they didn't call.
They're going to say a charge.
They called a charge on that.
He called that. We know how we feel about him.
How in the world was that? I thought it was a flagrant foul, to be honest with you.
Samaj picks it up across the timeline, left side to Harris. Wow. Elmore in the corner. Rashawn, drive, hang, glass, no. Rebound, Karuchu. The foul is good and the bucket. And Elmore does not want any help from Cook getting off the ground.
Yeah, I think there's some angry players out
Chippiness.
There right now. Yes. And the foul is on Najee.
Bucket's good. Power's in.
I think you got to be a little
Hamilton
careful.
In. Careful about what? You're up 30.
No, I just meant I think it's getting rough. Like people may be trying to hurt people.
Well, that's the other three team. The other team on the floor has got to handle that.
Right.
Karuchu at the line for the bonus with 5:09 to go here. Dennis measures it and knocks it down. 51-22. Porter
now, like
Weddington with the lead. They get it to Younger into the corner. Elmore on him.
Yeah.
And you can't play defense with your hands like that.
That's his fourth. I think Coach is just going to leave him in. Yeah, free throws the rest of this quarter again for 5 minutes.
Into the backcourt to Younger. And KJ.
He can't foul him now. I don't know if Coach realizes or doesn't
I
care.
I think he does, and I got a feeling he just doesn't care. Right side over to Hamilton, up top to Cook. High post to Powers. Harris on him. Now to Cook. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Elmore. Over to Long. Long wants to push. Samaj down the lane. Euro step, left layup, no good. Foul is called, though.
White.
Gonna be on Matthew Powers.
Powers. His second.
Piedmont girls won tonight over Parkwood, so they both advanced into the finals of the Rocky River Conference. Up and good for Long. Onur Karuchu in.
9 for Long.
Quinn Vaughn in for the first time tonight. Replaces Younger. He okay?
He losing hair or is
no,
he?
It looks like his, he was kind of gingerly walking over here. Long on the line for the next one. Up. Good. 51-24.
Double digits. He's got 10 tonight.
Zepp will trigger. They get it to Vaughn. Pressure here. Not what I expected, though. I think they're a little confused there. Zepp.
The matchups aren't great.
Cook with it up top. High post to Powers. Matthew with it. Back to the basket. Faces Cook. Gives it off to Cook. Aiden with it. Back to Powers in the corner. Now back to Cook. Right wing. Hands off to, nope, wanted to hand off to Vaughn. Baseline, skip through the lane. Glass and good by Powers.
That was a nifty little play.
Long into the corner. Karuchu. Dribble drive up to Yelverton. Now to Long. Now an outside shooter. Wants to go to the rack. Into the corner to Karuchu. Back up top to Harris. Dribble drive. Hang. Reverse layup. Good.
That's nice.
3:50 to go here. It's 53-26. Weddington. Winner gets Marvin Ridge Friday night. Cook on the block. Now to Zepp. Pump fake. Back to Hamilton. Into the corner. Baseline. Grant. Hang. Shot. No. Grant with the rebound back to Vaughn. Pump fake. Step up along two. Got it.
That's nice. Nice pull up by the freshman.
Timeout, Coach Malone. 3:29 to go. 55-26. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges.
The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Ow!
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Hook.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there? That's me, standing in the mirror. If I was you, I'd want to...
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. 3:29 to go here in the third. Weddington up big, 55-26. Mass substitutions here. A lot of sophomores and freshmen. Jace McClain, number 21, in for the first time tonight. Clay Laredo along with Micah Kading.
Weddington sticking with their zone right now.
Harris drive, hang shot blocked by Powers. I think Matthew got a piece of that one.
You're right. I agree.
Over to Zepp. Mason with it across the timeline to Cook. Kading up on Cook. Into the corner. Now Cook dribbles out top. Vaughn, baseline, is fouled. If that's on Harris, that's four.
Yeah, this could be a long finish.
It is on Ziggy Harris.
That is four on him. Also four on Elmore.
So Vaughn at the line for two.
I think this is a kid that has a bright future at Weddington. I think next year you could see a pretty good role graduating the guards that they're graduating.
Vaughn up and good.
You know, he hadn't gotten a lot of playing time this year, so that's tough. He's practiced with this group all year long. He does not
see any time on JV at all. Is that right?
Not anymore. I don't think for a while. No, I don't think so.
Braden Payne in, another freshman up on varsity as we are in the conference tournament, which usually happens. Warriors up 30, and Powers with the rebound. Powers is fouled by McClain.
Yep.
Back to the line.
And we will continue to shoot.
And watch it, you know, become a later and later night.
Exactly.
Jake Ford and Noah Muteb in on the next, after this free throw by Powers.
Have I mentioned to you that this isn't my favorite drive?
Powers up and good. Ford, Muteb in. Cook and Hamilton out. Onur Karuchu back in, replaces McClain at the three-minute mark in the third. 57-26. Powers up, back of the iron, no good. Rebound goes to
Zepp.
Mason Zepp, who saves it but can't. And it does. Throws it off of Kading, who just checked in. And it stays Weddington basketball. Muteb will trigger it. Up top to Zepp. Mason, Karuchu on him, into the corner. Muteb a three, got it!
That was confident and smooth.
60-26. Kading across the timeline. Left wing over to Payne. Braden with it. Karuchu wants to match the three. Misses everything. Rebound Muteb. Noah with it. Across the timeline. Gets it to Zepp. Into the backcourt.
Yep.
Karuchu got it. Up. Lost
nice
it.
Hustle play.
Good hustle there by Zepp.
Yeah.
It'll stay. Porter Ridge ball.
Yeah, I still say Noah Muteb is.
McClain in again now for Porter Ridge.
Tyler Kane in.
Tyler Kane in for the first time to replace Powers.
I still say Noah Muteb. It's just a shame of what, I mean, it's hard to say what his basketball career would have been without that knee injury. That kid is just uber athletic.
Into the corner to Karuchu, up top to Koenig. Drive on the block, trying to get it to McClain. Vaughn has it for Weddington. Vaughn up to Muteb. Layup is good for Noah from Quinn Vaughn. 62-26. McClain on the block. Into the corner to Laredo. Back up top to Kading. Now to Karuchu. Onur with it. No good. Rebound by Vaughn. This is a bad pickup game.
Yeah.
Vaughn into the corner. Up top. Lost his dribble. Into the corner to Kane. Now to Vaughn.
Hey, one of my favorite Weddington school teachers, Tash Miller, is listening to us. We have another listener.
Wow.
Yeah.
Vaughn almost lost his footing. Back to Kane. Now to Ford. Left wing over to Zepp. Up top to Kane. Kane with it. Now to Vaughn between the legs. A minute 30 to go. Vaughn down the lane. Shot, bucket is good. Foul, and Vaughn to the line for the bonus.
Nice. Yeah, freshman's playing well. And foul was on...
I don't know. Any one of those players out there, I would say McClain. A minute 31 to go here. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook, the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We've got confusion here. Vaughn just scored.
They just lost 2 points, is that it? I mean, that didn't really matter. But. Now what?
See, this is where he doesn't know what he's talking about. He yes. came out.
No, we had 45 at the half.
Yeah.
Play ball.
Up and good, no good. Rebound by Laredo. Into the corner. Payne on the block to McCain. Lost it, up to Ricketts, who just checked in. He can't handle the ball, turnover. Porter Ridge basketball with a minute 21 to go. Kading across the timeline. Carucci left wing, into the corner to Payne. Payne, baseline, gives it off to McClain, up and no good. Rebound by Tyler Kane. Hands off to Vaughn with a minute 10 to go here in the third. Vaughn with it. Right side to Muteb. Noah, drive, hang, shot, Euro step, no, but he's fouled, I believe. It's a late call, but the whistle blew. Foul's going to be on Payne. Up and good for Mr. Muteb.
Yeah, and nice outing for Noah tonight. That's 6 for him.
7 it is. 66-28.
He's looking confident out there.
Kading. Right wing. On the block, Carucci, blocked by Kane. Gets it to Ford. Jake will push. Left side to Ricketts. Pump fake. Baseline. Back to Ford in the corner. A three on the way. No good. Rebound. Loose ball. Porter Ridge has got it. Carucci. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Payne with it. On the block. No, they skip it. Laredo along two. No good. Rebound by McClain. Vaughn stole it away. Saved it from going out of bounds. Goes right to Ford. Jake with it on the right wing. 20 seconds to go. Back up top to Vaughn. Near side to Ricketts. Left wing back to Muteb. 10 seconds to go. Back up top to Kane. 7. 6-5. Gives it off to Ford. Pump fake. Drive into the corner. Vaughn. A 3. No. Muteb throws it up. No. And at the end of 3 quarters of play. Weddington 66. Porter Ridge 28. Back after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda. That's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzzed like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Aberg and Ryan Cook.
Thank you. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Decisions have been made. We have a running clock now with a 40-point lead, 66-26. Whittington leads. They will advance to play Friday night into the backcourt to Vaughn. Vaughn across the timeline to Ford. Ford with it into the corner. Ricketts a three. Short. Gets his own rebound. Back to Vaughn. Ricketts on the block. Pump fake shot. The floater. No good. Rebound by Kadig. Kadig with it on that right wing. New substitution, and it's Cooper McMurray, excuse me.
These are definitely young kids in here.
McMurray with it right wing on Ford. Not a pain. Got away with a travel. Back up top to McMurray. The lefty. Again, a freshman. Payne's a freshman. Kading is a sophomore.
Okay.
McLean, a sophomore, on the block and is fouled.
Yeah, you don't need to commit that foul. Definitely, I mean, it doesn't stop the clock, though, so that's kind of, if you're Whittington, you're happy about that. That's what I'm saying, let it run, right? 8:44, huh?
I'll be home by 9:35. Into the corner to McLean. Skip up top to Kading. Not a pain, a three from the corner. Got it for the freshman. 66-29. Vaughn across the timeline, now with a pass to Ricketts. Ricketts with it. Back door to Vaughn. Skip pass to Muteba, three. No good, rebound by Kading. Kading gonna push into the corner. That is also Preston Adams, another freshman in.
Yeah, these guys look young.
McMurray, now to Adams, now to Payne. Back up top, again around that perimeter. So you've got four freshmen and three freshmen and two sophomores.
Yep.
Up top, Adams, drive, hang, shot, blocked. But a foul is called.
Yeah, and
it'll be on Kane or Ricketts. It'll be on Mr. Kane.
And I agree with Coach Ellington there. You know what? Why do you even do that? Just get there and say straight up. There's nowhere to go.
I want to announce my presence with authority.
Yeah, I guess.
Max Muteb going to check in here on the next free throw.
Respect my authority.
Up and good.
Oh, I don't even think I have a three in my. That's three,
probably,
right?
Yes, three. That is Preston Adams. Apologies, I didn't know we were going to get this far into the roster. Up and good for Adams. Freshman gets into the scorebook, which is good for him.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a cool moment for the Mutebs, seeing Noah and Max playing together. They've had that a couple times this year.
Vaughn with it up top. Spin on Kading. Up to Muteb. Max with it. Pump fake. Hey, he's going to be called for a walk, which I don't think he did.
I don't really either. Maybe a little shuffle. What did he say?
Something about hands. I don't know. Kading across the timeline, left to right for the Pirates. 66-30. McLean spin through the lane. Shot the left up. No good. Rebound by Ricketts. Up to Muteb. Noah left wing. Drive. Euro step. Got it.
Wow. Noah playing well tonight.
He looks fine to me.
We got a freshman checking in for Whittington on the next dead ball.
And that is?
Miles Vicks.
68-30. Up top, into the corner to Payne. Kading back to Payne in the corner. He'll go baseline. Skip up top to Laredo. Now over to Adams. Now to Payne, right wing. 4:15 to go in the game. Going through the motions. Payne fouled on the floor.
Didn't need to grab him there again. Is Muteb.
What's up? McMurray back in. Miles Vicks?
Yes.
Okay, he's in for Ricketts. All the way out top to Kading. Into the corner to Payne. Back up top to Kading. Drive on the block to Laredo. Back up top to Kading. McMurray couldn't handle it. Now he's got it back. Muteb on him. Gives it off to McLean. Bryce lost it. Loose ball. Muteb on the ground. Gets it over to Jake Ford. Left side over to Vaughn. Quinn Skip pass to Muteb. A three.
Got it.
Yeesh.
Noah Muteb from Quinn Vaughn. 71-30. Whistle called.
So happy for Noah Muteb to see. You know, this has to feel great to him. That's 12 points for him tonight off the bench. It's a long road back from a major, major knee injury.
Karuchu in for the first time in a while. That's Anur. McLean out. All the way up top to Koenig. Now to McMurray into the corner. Payne, a three. No good. Good box out by Ford.
Very good box out by Jake Ford.
Ford will push into the front court. 2:25 to go in the game. Vicks with it up top, above his head. He's got to be careful with that pivot foot.
Yeah.
Muteb is fouled. Got a handful of jersey.
He's a good size Laredo. Kid, isn't he?
Yep. Adams back in. Laredo in. Or Laredo out, excuse me, with 2:05 to go here at 71-30. Muteb, that's Noah, will trigger it. There's questions. I don't know. Just got really quiet. Vicks on the block. Skip pass out to Ford.
The bench is yelling for Vicks to go up.
Ford, the teardrop. Gets the roll. It's the Mark Jackson move.
I was going to ask you who that is. I'm trying to decide.
He always did the teardrop is what I always remember him. St. John's thrown away Weddington ball and when he was in the NBA for years.
Yeah.
He didn't see that coming at all. Hit the trainer right there, right square in the upper chest,
might
lower face area.
Out.
A minute 15 to go in the game. Vaughn across the timeline. Friday night, it'll be Marvin Ridge Girls, Porter Ridge Girls, then Weddington, Marvin Ridge.
The heavyweights.
The heavyweights, yep. Three on the way. Vaughn, no good. Rebound by Vicks. Up, glass, good. Miles Vicks for two.
Nice left-hand drive there by the righty.
Under a minute to go.
He looks young, doesn't he? I mean, he's tall and lanky, but he's in the face.
Yeah.
You know?
Right wing, McMurray. Gives off to Kading. He'll go baseline skip. Adams a corner three.
Oh,
jump ball is called. It will stay. Porter Ridge basketball as the clock continues to wind.
If they didn't get the ball down so fast, you'd be in the end of the game.
I was hoping.
Hey now.
What do you mean? For a guy that bolts out of here, you would think you'd want it to end ASAP.
I'm getting ready to go.
McMurray. No, your dad wants to hang out and talk for a while. Vaughn with it. Vaughn, it should be the final 75-30.
And this is where I would total the points and all that if I followed my dad's advice, but you know, it ain't happening tonight.
It's a final. On to the championship game, Weddington goes to take on Marvin Ridge, and Porter Ridge Girls will take on the Marvin Ridge Girls. We'll bring you those games Friday night, 6 and 8 p.m. For Matt Aberg and Ryan Cook saying so long.
So long.
And have a good night.